Aftershock is a presentation of iHeartRadio and Nomadic Engine. Previously on Aftershock.
I mean, it's almost hard to believe what we're seeing, Andrea. As far as the eye can see, LA is, it's just gone, most of it. Rubble. Can you see what we're seeing? There's a what is it, an island, seems to be. I mean, there wasn't anything there before.
You have to go find Michaela.
Of course.
She's at sea, what if...
I'll find her, I promise.
Make sure she knows.
I will make sure that she knows how much her papa loves her, baby. I promise. That's Michaela's boat. Listen, I gotta get out there.
Excuse me, miss. You said that's your daughter?
You'll go to the island?
I don't see why you'd agree to take a total stranger to an island that just floated up from the sea.
LA was on fire. She wanted to get out.
Yes, but why did you go with her?
Like I said, there was nothing left for me there.
So this has nothing to do with Michaela.
Michaela? I don't know anything about...
It's pretty clear you did everything you could to hide her, what's left of her. Neither of you seem to know anything about Michaela. And with all these dead bodies to answer for, you hiding things starts to look awfully suspicious. Don't you think, Miss Wallace?
Listen, I know you want answers, but you have to understand.
No, Wayne, you have to understand. I have orders to assess what happened on that island. There are 24 dead bodies rotting in a pile and 2 fucking survivors. And the longer you and Miss Wallace refuse to tell me what happened, the more suspicious it looks. She's sounding like she has...
Look, you want to holler at me, you go right ahead, okay? You need a punching bag? I'm your Huckleberry. Take it easy on Cassie, all right? She's a good person. This kind of thing is scary for her. You ever stop to think she might not be able to remember every detail in the right order? People's memories get hinky when they're under stress.
You'd know, wouldn't you? As a prison guard.
Why do you sound mad about that?
Why did you abandon your post?
You've seen a lot, haven't you? Especially for a kid.
I am not a kid.
You're what? 24?
23.
Jesus, that's rough. Are you okay, kid?
I'm not. I'm the Marine Major Reservist in charge of this destroyer, and it is high time that you...
Reserves? Damn, when did they call you up?
Me? I mean, we were activated by the end of the first day, peacekeeping, assisting the Red Cross.
Why not call the National Guard? Marine Reserves would be...
They were called up first. We were brought in a few hours later. It got bad. Fast. Okay, Jesus. Do we need to take you up to the infirmary and have that checked out?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I just... Something caught in my throat.
God, that's my soda, man.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Oh, man, you want mine?
No, it's fine. I just... Whatever, it's fine.
Listen, I gotta be honest. There's a reason Cassie might be a little nervous talking to you.
What's that?
Don't be hard on her, okay? We're doing what we had to do in order to survive. Well, 20 feet away from a million-dollar kitchen, we're making couscous on an outdoor grill.
I'm not much of a breaking and entering, or breaker and enterer, however you say that.
You need to eat something.
There's a spice packet. See if that makes it...
edible?
I hate couscous.
This is Santa Monica. We're 20 feet away from a million-dollar kitchen full of organic farmers market food.
Listen, tomorrow we can start the day off with a litany of minor felonies, okay? Right now...
Minor felonies aren't a thing.
Okay, Your Honor, just shut up and eat your couscous.
Well, that's not bad.
Did I mention I get hangry?
You don't say.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for sharing your couscous.
Also,
This is like the only house still standing on the block. It could probably collapse at any minute.
You're saving my life.
And sharing my couscous. How are you holding up?
What?
How are you doing? We just walked a dozen miles through hell.
I mean, feet a little sore, but I'm fine.
Okay.
You know, actually, I feel grateful to be breathing decent air out here. I'm safe and fed. It's a nice night. Weird as that sounds.
It's funny how disaster makes the basics seem like miracles.
Could be a lot worse. It is for most of the city. What's he like? Your partner?
Lawrence? Like an alpine lake. Completely peaceful. Gorgeous. Content to just be. He wasn't one of those people who's chasing some vision of the future. You know, like the CrossFit guys or the vegan guys. Some people are always trying to be something else. Lawrence was at peace in his own skin, and it was such an act of grace, because then you could just be who you were around him.
Didn't make you feel like you ought to be different?
Yeah, I guess that doesn't sound like much, but...
Sounds rare.
I mean, I never thought I'd find it. You married, or...?
No, not my thing, I guess. Enough women tell you you're not marriage material. Gotta figure they're right.
Democracy in action.
Yeah, the people have spoken. How about you get some sleep? I'll keep watch. I'll wake you up in 6 hours.
You don't mind?
It's literally my job. I'm a guard.
Yeah, but I'm not a felon.
Well, tomorrow's another day.
Someone giving sermons on felonies, your B&E game has gotten pretty good pretty fast.
B&E?
Breaking and entering.
Sorry, I'm still learning the lingo for my crimes. And in my defense, I thought there would be something down at the marina that we could use.
So did I. I never thought that would get wrecked, too. Must have been a storm surge or something.
Someone will have kayaks, right? We're 2 blocks from the beach. You know, one of my favorite students from a few years back used to show me this blog, Stuff White People Like, and kayaks were on the list.
These are stand-up paddle boards, I think.
Yeah, we're not going to make it all the way to that island on those, not with a go-bag.
Well, I'm not sure we're going to make it on kayaks either. I was hoping for something with a motor.
You ever kayak before?
Because I'm white? You profiling me? No. I don't know, I think I... canoed one summer as a kid.
Okay, it's like riding a horse. You keep your eye on where you're going, and that's where you'll end up.
That doesn't sound...
I'm gonna look for bottled water in the kitchen and fill up the pack. Maybe there's something in that storage closet back there. I'll be right back.
God. Oh, voila! Fucking kayaks! This shit is insane. Paddling all the way out. Cassie? Are you done up there?
Oh my God, the floor is done.
Get down here, now! Cassie! Hand me the bag.
No, I'm okay, I've got it.
There's
place is gonna collapse. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go.
I think the weight of the house shifted or something. Everything's unstable.
That's 2 days in a row that a house has almost fallen on me. Nothing's safe here.
Yeah. Let's get to that island and get your girl.
How are you holding up, Miss Wallace?
Is that a trick question?
Listen, I feel like we got off on the wrong foot. Wayne and I just had a really good conversation. He was really helpful. And I have a better sense of what you're worried about.
Is that right?
Yes. And I'm sorry if I came at you a little rough. Okay, but you don't have to worry about being prosecuted.
Prosecuted?
For stealing the kayaks?
Oh, yeah, that's... that's a relief. I'm sorry, I was just really scared. I've never broken a law before.
No, you did what you had to do. And frankly, I'm not even sure I have the authority to make civilian arrests. I'm not like a genius when it comes to the UCMJ.
The
Uniform Code of Military Justice. I mean, I passed the reserves exams and stuff, but like, I've spent more time watching JAG reruns than actually studying the real, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quoted the Bible once in class and a student had to tell me it was actually from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Anyway, the point is that I'm not going to, like, arrest you for a burglary.
I appreciate the assurance. And I'm sorry I've been so defensive. I get mad when I'm scared.
Yeah? Me too. Maybe we're,
What do you do for real when you're not in the reserves?
Me? I'm in college. I study game design in Pomona.
Like video games? That's a major?
You sound like my mom. Can I ask you a question, Ms. Wallace?
Of course.
What do you think of Wayne Sharp?
What do you mean?
I mean, you spent a lot of time together. Just curious to know if you, you know, like him, trust him.
I owe Wayne my life.
These are heavy boats. Are you sure they're gonna float?
You know, we really should have life jackets. I know how that sounds. It's just the water out there.
Okay. You wanna go break into another house of cards? You be my guest. I will be right here.
Dude, you're right. You're right. You're totally right. Hold on, though. Let me just check that lifeguard stand we just passed, okay? I'll be like 2 minutes.
Look, I'll go. Get your pack tied down good and do whatever you do to kayaks.
Okay, thank you. Would you see if there's any sunscreen?
Oh my God.
I go on your boat shore. Hallelujah. My go on your boat shore.
Back away from the fucking boat!
Please, don't.
I don't want to hurt you. I won't ask again. Those boats are ours now.
This is serious, lady.
Okay.
Just do what he says.
Please, just let me take my backpack.
Shut the fuck up! That's ours, too. Move, lady! I have not one reason to keep you alive.
But my...
Just shoot her already! God damn it! Will you just shut the fuck up for 1 second?
Give me the damn gun!
What the fuck just...
Wait!
Cassie, get the gun.
Here.
Are you
What did you...
Cassie, are you hurt?
No, I... Are they...
Yeah, dead.
Jesus Christ.
You're alive?
How did you... What...
I did my job, Cassie. This is what I do. They were gonna hurt you and I stopped them. That went the right way.
Jesus.
Come on, it's not safe. Let's get on the water.
I need a second. I've never...
Look, I'd love to say take your time, but...
Right, yeah. I'm coming. They're just... There's not as much blood as I would have thought.
I'm sorry that you had to see this.
I saw a kid get stabbed in the parking lot at my school once. I mean, he survived, but it's strange how quiet it is. They look peaceful, for God's sake.
Cassie?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Wait. Give me the gun.
Why?
I'm not gonna shoot you. Give me the gun, Wayne.
Safety's on. Why did you have to go and do that? Cassie, we needed that.
Guns never make anything better.
If someone else attacks us...
We're 5 steps from leaving, and if those guys hadn't pulled a gun on us, they would be alive right now.
Have you considered...
I have, yes. I've considered it all. I teach history, Wayne. You know what happens when you arm people? They kill each other. Every time. No guns.
Okay, dandy. I live in the real world. You know what happens when someone with a gun meets someone without one? They win the fight. Every time.
Not just now.
We cannot count.
Wayne,
on...
you don't have to agree with me. I don't expect to change your mind standing here, but you're not going to change mine. And as grateful as I am to you for coming this far, you don't have to come to this new island with me. But as long as you are with me, no guns.
Just get in the damn kayak.
So these guys who tried to take your kayaks?
Steroid monsters, yeah.
They just let you leave?
Well, no. Wayne beat him pretty bad. I mean, he's in corrections, so I guess he's trained.
Were they alive when you left the beach?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, they probably didn't feel good the next morning, but yeah, they were alive.
It's not real smart of them to just roll up on you guys and start a fight.
I don't think they saw Wayne. They thought it was just me.
How was the trip out to the island?
Beyond exhausting. Things look so much closer from shore. The news had said it was, like, what, 12 miles off the coast?
It's a long way to paddle.
And plus, it was a total obstacle course. There was, like, a tidal surge after the quake or something because the water was full of broken boats and tree limbs and garbage and...
You still see the fin?
No. I think it swam behind that. Was that a lifeboat?
With the hole in the hull? Yeah, I see that.
It's behind us now, so...
Great, because sharks never turn around.
There's more blood in the water that way. All those bodies down by the marina?
Do we look like a giant fish in these?
No, you're thinking of surfboards. Those look like seals.
We don't look that different than that.
My Aunt Marilyn used to say that by the time you've seen a shark in the water... It's already decided not to eat you.
She was on the inspirational speaker circuit, your aunt.
We're okay. Keep an eye on the island and we'll...
Yeah, I got it. Can you throw me a bottle of water?
Here, let's tie together a second. Rest our arms. Those guys on the beach.
Yeah?
You ever had to do that before?
No. Well, not until the quake and the prison riot.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about it. The point is this. Without you, Michaela isn't safe, right?
Right.
Then, a job well done.
Your composure's pretty incredible. Is that part of your training, too?
Not really. Maybe it's part of why I'm not marriage material.
Was that thunder, or...?
Could be an aftershock.
Oh my god. Look north, that's what, Malibu?
Was Malibu. Damn. Just like that, took half the PCH with it.
That doesn't look real.
Doesn't, does it? Like a toy model, just... Cassie, is that a...
I think that's the tidal surge.
Oh, shit.
We're in deep water. It shouldn't break this far out. Just, here, unhook the kayaks and...
It's coming.
Keep your bow pointed straight at the wave. Don't get turned broadside.
It's not gonna break, you sure? That was wild, man.
Oh, I hated that. I hate roller coasters.
That was kind of awesome.
Okay. We're okay. We're also like 6 miles from Michaela and the island, so...
Right, break's over. Wow. That was awesome, though.
You're insane.
You're kind of great out here, you know that?
Thank you. Lawrence loved the ocean. He lived to sail. I feel close to him out here. I still feel a long way from Michaela, though.
Now lead the way, Mama Bear. Let's get there before dark. Make sure she doesn't spend another night without you.
Before dark, because...
Because after dark, you could miss the island. You drift 5 degrees in a current and paddle past it without ever knowing.
Okay, so just so I'm clear on the timeline, this was the day after the quake.
I wish I was 100% on that. I think so. But like I said...
Hello?
Are you Major Chavez?
Yes, sir.
You're relieved, Major.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Okay. Permission to speak, sir.
Denied. Out in the hall. You ever met a CEO who likes to repeat himself, Major?
Okay.
Debrief, Major.
Does that mean I have permission to speak?
Unless you know sign language.
Sir, have we been introduced?
Private.
Yes, Captain.
I landed 10 goddamn minutes ago and I don't have a cup of coffee.
Right away, sir.
When do you like me to get that for you, sir?
You radioed for help, didn't you? The Weekend Warrior cruise ship got their panties in a bunch over the most basic of assignments. So I got to leave Coronado where the base is in ruins to come babysit. Yes? Yes. Now, debrief.
Sir, due respect, but do you outrank me? I mean, I'm a major.
As a matter of fact, you are a reservist in the Marines. I am a naval captain on a naval vessel with the rank to court-martial you for the insubordination of asking that very goddamn question.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. It's been a while since I took that test. Sir, my notes are in the other room, but we arrived about 2 days ago to recon the new landmass, and there were all these bodies piled up in like a sea cave. So I thought that protocol would be to inform command of the situation so they could send reinforcements. Sir.
Were the dead attacking you?
Sir.
Why did you feel the need for reinforcements to handle dead bodies, Major?
There were like 2 dozen dead bodies, sir. Doesn't that seem like...
There are corpses all over the Southland, Major. This isn't a conspiracy. It's a natural fucking disaster. Now, what we need in these circumstances, even from reservists who don't know how to work more than 2 days a month, is a calm head and common fucking sense.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
You are relieved from duty until further notice.
Relieved? Why?
What were you doing in that room, former Major Chavez?
In there? I was interrogating Miss Cassandra Wallace, a survivor we found on the island.
Can you quote me one single article from the UCMJ that pertains to interrogation protocol?
I'm sorry, sir. I can't, sir.
Well, then I won't waste my time running down the long and varied list of shit you fucked up. You're free to return to your quarters where you'll prepare a report for me by 0600 hours on what you have learned from your interrogations. The remainder of the investigation, I will run by myself.
Yes, sir.
I can hardly see.
You got this. Look ahead. Keep your eye on the sandy part of that beach. That's the lightest thing you can see.
Cassie,
Wayne, we've been around the whole island. This is the only place we can land, okay? If we time the swells, we'll be fine.
Okay. Just say when.
This should be the last of that big set. Once the next swell comes in, we're gonna paddle like hell and ride it in. You just keep it pointed right at the beach.
Now?
No. Hold on. Not now. Okay. Now.
I just hit something.
What is it?
I can't see. It's too dark.
Are you okay?
There's a hole in the boat.
Okay. I'm coming to you. Wait. Oh, you can touch here. It's okay. Just get out of it.
Oh, goddammit. Watch your toes.
Ow! Yeah, there's... That's what, coral everywhere?
Oh, there you are.
Holy shit.
We made it. That's ridiculous.
Right?
Sharks, tidal waves, cliffs.
And dead bodies and broken boats and sharks. Okay. It's time to find Michaela. If she's marooned in the middle of...
Whoa, hey. Sit down a minute.
I can't. We're here. I have to...
Cassie, you're shaking from head to toe. Take a minute.
No. No, she's got to be close.
At least have something to eat. It's going to be pitch black in a few minutes. You're not going to be able to help Michaela if you collapse.
I promise, Lawrence.
I know. Here, sit. Eat this, okay? It's just a protein bar. And finish the water.
Okay. Yeah. Just a power up.
Yeah. That's right. Get your strength back.
It's really cold.
We're soaked. There's got to be a blanket in here. Good, it's wool. All right, now you did it. You got here. Just sit for a second. Get your strength back.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, you. Wakey, wakey. Eggs and bakey.
It's not a school day.
No, baby. It's not.
What time is it?
It's dawn.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Go back to sleep. We don't have to leave now if you don't want to.
Oh, no, the boat. Yeah, No, I'm up.
It's okay. All right? It's not going anywhere.
No. You wanted to, what did you want to do?
I wanted to take the love of my life to my favorite island.
Oh, well, when you put it that way.
All right, ready to get out of bed, sleepyhead?
Not at all. That tickles. What are you... Babe, that's my leg. Hey, stop it. That doesn't feel good. Lawrence, knock it off. Stop!
Guys, over here. I think we have a live one.
Aftershock, Episode 2, stars Sarah Wayne Callies as Cassie Wallace, David Harbour as Wayne Sharp, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Mark Dover. E.J. Bonilla as Ernesto Chavez, Rockman Dunbar as Lawrence Ansley, and Tova Feltsche as Maud Buell. Additional cast includes Conrad Goody as Attacker Number 1 and Mark Lawson as Attacker Number 2. Aftershock is created by Patrick Carman, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Ben Haber. Written by Sarah Wayne Callies. Directed by Sarah Wayne Callies. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Original score composed by Emily Rice. Aftershock is executive produced by Ben Haber, Mark Ramsey, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Patrick Carman. Executive produced by Salman Al-Rashid, Sam Frohman, and Simmons Fraser. Executive produced by David Harbour. Executive produced by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Executive produced by Paul Anderson and Nick Pinella for Workhouse Media. Executive produced by Noel Brown for iHeartRadio. Aftershock was produced during the COVID-19 pandemic and was mostly recorded remotely out of the performers' and producers' homes. Additional recordings were at Bandwagon in Los Angeles, Hyperbolic Audio in New York City, Woodshop Studios in Vancouver Island, Canada, Odd One Audio in Berlin, Germany, and Boutwell Studios in Birmingham, Alabama. Aftershock is a presentation of iHeartRadio and Nomadic Engine in association with Cardinal Productions, Mark Ramsey Media, and Workhouse Media. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.